And this is why maybe some people don't like it yet.
In a newly released Iowa poll from the Des Moines Register, Kane comes out on top with 23%. Perry ties for fifth place with 7%. David Wong, NPR News, The Capitol.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org.
WCVE Public Radio HD. Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Happy Halloween.
Well, thank you very much. Speaking of horrible things, the month of October historically has been really bad in the stock markets. But this year, after a dismal third quarter, October turns out to have been a really good month.
What's happened? How about that? I agree with you. And you're right. Despite October's reputation as a house of horrors for investors, looks like we're going to close out a pretty darn good month today, despite, you know, looks like early indications the market may be down today. Wayne, if you'll allow me some Halloween metaphors, there's a veritable overflow of treats for main investors' pumpkins recently. For one thing, the stock market continued its strong run, which we'll get to in a little bit. We also got a report that the U.S. economy expanded 2.5% for the third quarter of 2011. That was higher than many people had expected. Basically, that is not signaling a double-dip recession, which has got a lot of people feeling positive now. This upcoming week, we do have a heavy slew of economic data. The monthly jobs report is due out Friday, which is expected to show a gain of about 100,000 jobs for the month of October. Now, that's not bad, Wayne, but may not be enough to pull the unemployment rate down below 9%. We also expect interest rate decisions from both our Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank. More on them later also. Essentially, we're expecting no change either place. Analysts are also looking ahead to just a few short weeks from now. This is also a little scary, if you will, when the U.S. Congress Super Committee is supposed to return with its decisions based on how to cut spending and reduce our overall fiscal debt.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit more about this October rally. The conventional wisdom has said that October always comes in with bad results. But
yeah, well, I think basically what you have here is that September usually is statistically worse than October. But people do fear September and October. But let's talk about this rally over the past 4 weeks. First of all, it's not just a U.S. phenomenon. It's truly been global in scope. The U.K. and Germany have surged for the past 5 weeks. The Nikkei in Japan had its best week in a year this past week, and the China 600 was up 8% just for the past week, its best since 2009. And here in the U.S., as I made it, we still have 1 day to go, but the S&P 500 is on pace to turn in its best month in 37 years. Now, that is a Halloween treat for investors, Wayne. The increase in the U.S. Was right about 18% in just 18 days. And in this low economic growth environment, that's like squeezing 2 years plus of gains into 1 month. That's incredible. It is interesting to note, of course, that with August and September being so bad, as you mentioned, and October so far being so good, that the trends have been very coordinated. And basically what I mean by that is over the past 60 to 70 days or so, stocks have either all gone up together in a single day or all gone down together in the same day. There's very little divergence. Wayne, we call these 90% days, which means that 90% of all stocks either go one way or the other. That used to be a rarity in global finance, but it's becoming all too frequent now. So really the big question is, where do we go from here?
All right, a little bit over 2 minutes to go this morning. Let's talk about the European debt crisis.
Sure.
European countries reportedly had reached an agreement to bail out Greece again and any future countries that may run into debt crises. But now the devil is in the details, apparently.
Yeah, this is a big deal. Despite the strong month and relative good feeling we had late last week on this latest bailout of Greece, skepticism abounds whether this is going to work. Wayne, to use another Halloween metaphor, many observers are worried that the European Union is creating a Frankenstein-type monster that's going to come back and terrorize them. So why such negative feeling? Well, for one thing, the EU leaders have had something like 14 summits over the past 21 months to try to deal with this crisis, And very few people believe that this is the final solution. Also, despite pledging about $1 trillion U.S. dollars in aid to Greece and also recapitalization of European banks, the leaders did not say where the money would come from. There was hinting that EU leaders would go knock on China's door and say trick-or-treat really nicely, but China quickly said no. And if the money comes from just Germany and France, those countries are the engines of whatever growth is still available in Europe, and that could lead to further problems. One positive aspect of the deal is that there was agreement reached on Greek government bonds. Essentially, if you own a Greek government bond, you're only going to get 50 cents on the dollar back. Wayne, that's what we call a big haircut. Another troubling sign may show up quickly when European governments must refinance their own bonds when they come due. The question is, who's going to buy them and at what interest rate? Italy just had to refinance some bonds on Friday at 6%, which is a very high rate for a very weak economy right now.
Okay. About 30 seconds left to talk about an upcoming IPO of note.
Yep, big one this week. Groupon, the daily deals company, is seeing strong demand for its shares, which are probably going to hit the market as early as Friday. A lot going on with this Chicago company. They may raise as much as $600 million, which is down from what they initially were trying to raise. Groupon, the IPO, may be a harbinger of things to come for social media sites like Facebook, which may try to go public in 2012. But this is a big deal coming out on Friday.
Okay. Thanks to Brian Ford, who joins us Monday mornings here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. It's 8:40.